This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
If you want to eat a bag of potato chips,
I do.
You shouldn't have to devour it while hiding in a closet. But there is a reason people might consider it. In a new poll, 69% of people in long-term relationships say they feel judged by their partner for their snacking habits. Like when Lisa hid her Oreos in the car. Now, was that...
That's just from herself,
Dave. You just hid them from yourself, right?
Yeah. No. But it's the opposite. Like, I think that my husband feels some shame where he gets judged for his eating. What are you eating now? What do you got there? You're eating right before bed? Didn't we just eat dinner? What are you doing? So,
yeah. Chuck's been on the end of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, mine...
You hid stuff big time. I mean, you would sit in your car or just eat on the way home and... And
yeah,
then stuff would,
I would
be discovered.
No, honestly, I'd be parked. So many times I would just be parked.
Somewhere.
In my neighborhood. Like right on my street.
Stop it.
Down the street.
Just finishing up.
Just finishing up. It's easier to finish up and just throw it away than it is. But then I would like leave a receipt behind.
Where would you throw the wrappers and things?
I throw it just right into the outside garbage cans.
Did you hide it?
She doesn't really go digging. I wasn't going to get killed for it, but it was just going to be.
You didn't want to hear it.
I didn't want to hear it.
That's what it's talked about in my house. You just don't want to hear it.
But then I would be questioned. It was almost like in the same way that my parents would question me about, like, oh, did you do your homework? And I'd be like, yes, of course. I always do. I would be asked every once in a while, so did you get any. Fast food this week? And I'd be like, no, why would I? Come on, that's ridiculous. No one would do that. And then they would need to find something in my car.
The bank statement.
Yeah, and that, well, they'd see the bank. It would be something like that. Dumb stuff. Right. Like,
do you remember when she used to send him with like healthy snacks and things?
Yes.
I don't even remember that. And much like my kids, he'd like throw them in the trash can.
He'd always get packed like healthy,
yeah,
you snacks.
Like carrot sticks.
Did you get carrot sticks?
I have no memory.
I don't remember.
I don't mind that stuff.
I bet that that's what it was.
I don't mind that stuff.
A long time ago, but
it was a long time ago.
But yeah, you were packed for a while, and then I think I
blocked a lot of that time of my life out of my head.
Sure you did.
I'm working through it right now.
I know.
I was like, that's so nice. She packs his little healthy snacks, trying to take care of you.
Throw those right away, and then hit Dairy Queen on the way home. Then throw it away. But just drop the receipt on the ground, or it would fall in between my chair.
Yeah, see, you're not good at that stuff.
I know.
You're just too haphazard.
No, she'd like reach in between my seat or whatever and be like, oh, there's... And it would be like a wad of bills that she would pull out, but it was just all Dairy Queen receipts that have all fallen there. And then she would build like a chart.
She would not.
Like you would in like True Detective. Yeah. Of like all the dates. And then also because women have the memory of, I don't, you know, like an elephant.
Yeah.
She was like, this is what you said on this day. And these
you lied.
Are, and these are the three receipts from that day. And it was.
Yeah. You got caught in a lot of lies.
You know, it was tough. Tough life.
Yeah.
Tough life.
No, it is.
No, I'm ultimately hiding.
Someone said, my neighbor tosses her vodka bottles in my trash can.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, she's got a bigger issue.
Yeah.
So this goes both ways, though. 69% admit that they do judge their partner for their snack choices. So 69% of people feel judged by their partner, and 69% admit, we judge them.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's unclear if they are mostly the same people, but clearly there's some overlap. Men are more likely to feel judged.
Yeah.
And it happens more with younger people than old folks, which makes sense. If you're 75 years old, you probably don't need to slim down for your summer bod.
No.
Yeah, no.
No, you're not eating as much either, I don't think, when you're 75. Mm-hmm.
They also asked people what their guilty pleasure foods were. Pizza came in number one. Then ice cream. Burgers. I don't know. I guess maybe like a fast food burger. I'm trying to think if you're at home and trying to hide in the pantry or something to eat, but
yeah,
probably a fast food. Potato chips, fried chicken. Chocolate, cake, French fries, candy, and bacon were the top guilty.
I feel guilty
foods.
About none of those things except for ice cream for some reason. I'm like, oh, God, ice cream.
You know, that's
I love it, but it's like, oh, this is so bad.
Like ice cream's like scares me. Like,
I just know what it can do to me because of what I will do to it.
It's like a looming heroin addiction for me. Like, it's very scary. Like, like I literally, like, you guys don't even know. There was, seriously, this week alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. There was a night. I can't remember what night, but I'm like laying in bed about to go to sleep, and I like sit up like a psychopath, and I'm like,
I'm awake.
I'm like, I'm gonna go get some Haagen-Dazs right now. I'm like, I'm doing it, and I stand up and I start putting my stupid shoes on, and I get ready. Shoes, I got my keys, and I'm standing by the door, and I'm like, don't do it, you fat. You know, and a lot of other things I said to myself. And I took my shoes off and I went and laid back down in my bed and just like that's how scary my fatness is.
It sucks. Ice cream, it just calls to you.
I'll tell you this right now.
And I've done it before. Like once that happens, once I'm like, I'm getting something good to eat right now, and I like sit up and then I start to go, and I've got to be like, no, don't do it.
It gets you up out of bed.
Yeah.
So I was at Stella's softball game the other day, and it wrapped up, and everyone's in the parking lot, like, leaving, and they were leaving with their mom, and the talk was, we're all going to Dairy Queen. I'm like, God, go there then. Go ahead. But they had to be dropped off at my house later. So I go home, and I'm like, okay, they'll be here any minute. They come in, they've got their blizzards.
Aww.
Right? And your so favorite. Stella eats about a quarter of a blizzard walks over to me and is like, I don't want this anymore. Do you want it? And I was like, I grabbed it and I looked at it and I was like, yes, I do. And I walked right over to the sink and I put it in and I put the hot water
Dude,
on inside of it.
That's a big step. Wow. That's a big step.
Because I know it's like if I was addicted to alcohol, I have to pour it down the sink.
Right. Yeah.
I have to. And then I was like, oh, I should make some really healthy air fryer chicken nuggets. This is a good meal.
What kind of blizzard was it?
I would have eaten it. It was not my favorite. It's like M&M or whatever. Oh. But then I was going to get these little chicken bites. And I open the fridge, and there is a quart of ice cream.
What?
In there.
Oh, no. In your fridge.
It just, and my brain was like, did I do something in my sleep? Like, what have I done? How did this get there? I know nothing about this giant thing of ice cream in there. And
like you found a body.
It's like being an addict and then finding your source stuff.
Right.
Like
a big keg of vodka.
I'm like, oh my God. And I just had to I just have to ignore that it's there. Apparently someone bought it and gave it to let Rowan have it. And it's just been sitting in there. So
it's tough. I can't have ice cream in my house.
No, I've had it before where I've just been like, I can't eat any more of it. And I've had to throw it away. It's weird.
It's easier to throw it away than to try not to eat it.
Yeah, it is.
I'll honestly eat the whole thing.
Can't be around me.
That's how I feel. That's what I know. Like, I already know what I'll do.
Yeah.
And then once I start.
What it takes for me to lose weight, it's like insane. It sucks so bad.
So hard.
Yeah.
You have to keep kicking it out, right?
Oh, my God.
I told you about the time. What was the Saunders ice cream? The bumpy? Was there like a bumpy cake ice cream?
Yeah, it was a bumpy cake.
And I had to keep that out in the out garage freezer where all the bad things are in the garage. But I kept walking, doing circles, and had a spoon.
I think Lisa,
I kept going around.
I think when you take a walk with a spoon
and I open it up and I take a bite and I'd go back
and
around
it. And that's it.
And
no,
like,
more.
No more. And then I'd be like, walk out.
Maybe
go
one
out the
more.
Door.
One more.
It just took a lot of work, but I still did it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah,
I tried to make it hard.
That might have been
the best ice cream.
The ultimate ice cream you've ever had. Like that was.
I think I ate almost the whole.
Yeah,
the whole thing.
Wow. At least you walked 25 miles.
I mean, not in one sitting. I mean, it took me a bit. I had a little help, but still, I feel like I ate the most.
There's been a couple of times, honest to God, where I've went in my like weird fat moment, and then went to go buy ice cream, and then my kind that I wanted wasn't there, and I've been like, oh, thank God. Oh my God, it's not here.
It's like the universe.
I was like,
it's healthy.
And then I walk out of there and I'm like, I did it.
Oh, there it is.
Oh,
I can't.
No. Oh my God, that looks so good.
I haven't bought it since because I would be
chocolate,
you know, huge.
Fudge cake pieces and buttercream ice cream swirled with chocolate ganache.
Didn't they drop a bunch off? Isn't that how we got that stuff?
So.
Yeah,
there I think so.
That we've had that.
God.
Mm. I feel like we're at some sort of a, like an ice cream addicts. We're in like ICA.
Listen, I've got a problem.
Yes. Oh, God.
My name is Charles Urquhart.
They don't have that in the caramel version, though, which, thank God, because the caramel is my absolute favorite.
Oh, the caramel
bumpy
cake?
I don't
bumpy.
Even know.
Oh, man.
For those that don't know, you'd find me on the street.
If you
find me on the street
order
as
it
fat as possible.
If you can't get, no, not the ice cream, but order the cake.
Yeah, if you can find it online, it's in Michigan, but if you're not in Michigan, but it's amazing.
You won't regret it.
Chuck's doling out hand jobs for
some exactly. You know
Santa's
what I'm doing. You know why I'm doing this, James.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Go skiing. Me and this other gentleman. Go skiing with us.
Jason, I can't believe your partner judges you for snacking?
I get busted a little bit. I guess it's similar to Chuck, but she made a comment about small purchases being made on my card and asked what it was. And I was like, oh, well, I've been, getting snacks at the vending machine sometimes. So if I get a lot of snacks, I guess she's monitoring what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's always a fun part of marriage. the monitoring?
The monitoring. What did you spend this on?
What's amazing to me is the monitoring never, it wasn't actively happening. So it was actually worse. I think if it was actively happening all the time, it might have curbed my... But what would happen is some weird charge would show up. And in that weird charge, oh, God, we got to figure out what this weird charge is. And I would know instantly. I'd know instantly, well, I'm dead. I'm...
Because you knew you were the
I'm
source.
Dead.
You had
well,
to
no,
say immediately,
because this is
though.
What it is. It would be... I found the weird charge. And then it would be, oh my God, there's a million of them. You know, like there's $12.99 here, $14 here. Oh my God, someone took our card. I'm like,
call the bank. call the credit card company.
Let's not call anybody. let's not get too carried away yet. I got to be honest. That's just me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like that would happen to me all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Micro charges, you know, it's $1.69.
Exactly, yeah. You're just buying donuts and...
But I can't live on grains is what I told her. You
know? No, and that's
she's
okay.
A strict vegetarian, so it's hard.
She's packing me oats and...
Oats. You can't live on oats.
You can tell you're a man, not a horse.
No, sometimes you just need a bag of chips.
I know.
And a honey bun.
Yep. Speaking of eating healthy, if you're struggling to cut back on pop or soda, whatever you call it, the geniuses at TikTok have an idea for you. We'll have to get James to try this one day. It's called Healthy Coke.
I don't like it already.
Yeah, it doesn't
healthy
sound
Coke.
Good.
It went viral thanks to a woman who claimed it was something that her Pilates instructor drinks almost every day. And you can whip it up at home.
Yeah, you can't. Homemade Coke.
Here's the recipe.
Thanks.
You get a glass.
Yes.
Fill it with ice.
Yep.
You pour in a splash of balsamic vinegar.
Okay. I'm already concerned.
And then you top it off with sparkling water.
You know how I feel about balsamic. I love it. But not,
I don't know, like as a drink.
Not in a drink.
And boom, they say it tastes just like a Coke.
Oh, come on.
Some people actually like it in the reviews. And some say it's the most disgusting thing on the face of the
thank
earth.
You.
One lady who said it didn't taste like Coke says it tastes like carbonated balsamic vinegar.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
Oh, my God.
But there are people that say it does remind them of a healthy Coke.
Yeah, I mean, that's all good.
I guess, like, they say the diet pops, like, do stuff to you, but I find that they're... pretty acceptable.
They're delicious, like they're but they good. Still have chemicals in them, right?
Well, and they do something, it's actually like they activate an insulin response inside your body, which is when
you crave sugar.
It's not just that, it actually turns on a fat storing, it turns on your like fat storing system in your body.
Oh no, my body's always.
I know. It's,
it sucks.
It's one of these things, and in trying to lose weight, one of the things about being a bigger guy, it's like to try and curb that insulin response in your body. So that's like, there's like a double whammy of that. Mind you, if I'm eating, I don't mind doing that because I'm having an insulin response anyway from eating food. But I, for myself, I try, if I'm like fasting, I won't drink a diet pop or anything like that while I'm doing it, because it's just, it'll activate my insulin response. And
I love my Coke Zero.
Oh God, it's so good.
I have like one a day though.
I had a buddy who had never ever drank any of that stuff.
Put the rookie numbers, Lisa Wang.
I know.
She's a good girl, but
I'm down to 6 to 7 a day.
Oh my God, I could drink a thousand of them. Yeah,
that's a good rookie numbers for me. I could go through a 12-pack.
Oh my God,
when I was real bad.
Yeah,
I love pop.
There's a zero sugar Dr. Pepper that's like the best pop.
I've got it in my fridge right now.
I'll have to try that.
It's just like regular Dr. Pepper.
They even have a Dr. Pepper that is mixed with their cream soda.
Yeah.
My God, get out of town.
So here's people.
I'm glad you finally tried it.
People trying this healthy Coke.
I've drank 16 cases of it. Oh, what is this?
This is people trying this.
Oh, you get a girl like that telling you that recipe.
Yeah. And if you mix balsamic vinegar with any sparkling water, it tastes like
trust
Coke.
Her.
So we're going to give it a try.
I don't like you.
I don't have balsamic vinegar, but I do have spiced rum.
Oh, for God's sake. I like her now.
There we go.
Rum and Coke. Perfect.
That's funny.
Yeah. There's a ton of these though, that have popped up.
I bet you the person that posted that doesn't realize that is the wrong thing to go with this post, too.
Okay, Pilates instructor makes this drink almost like every day.
That's a splash.
And it's a healthy alternative to a Coke. And I am not joking you. It tastes just like a Coke, and you're going to think I'm insane.
Yeah,
so do like a splash of balsamic vinegar.
Oh, that's more than a splash, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know.
And then take any sparkling beverage. Like, I'm picking LaCroix, and it could be any flavor. This one's the guava. It's like the summer flavor. Okay, now you're gonna mix it together. See, it honestly already looks like a Coke.
No, it doesn't.
But I swear to God, it tastes like a Coke, and it's healthy.
Why lie?
You guys should go try it out.
She replaced it with something else. She didn't drink it.
My Pilates instructor makes
this. Like, did you see the Kim Kardashian Beyond Meat commercial where she?
I couldn't watch it.
She's pretending like she's eating everything, but she doesn't actually eat anything on camera. Mmm, so good.
Well, that's what I feel like this girl just did with that drink. She poured a little bit out and then put it up to her mouth, but did not drink it.
I have to see if we can find this.
I think it's on our Instagram, too.
Is it okay?
I watched the first couple seconds, and I'm like, no, I'm not.
I believe so much in the mission of Beyond Meat that I've stepped in to help with my greatest asset, my taste.
There's not even a bite taken out of that!
It's amazingly delicious, but it's also better for you and better for the planet. It's a simple change that makes a really big difference.
So fun.
Now that I'm Beyond Meat's chief, she gets paid so much money and she's not really selling it.
You're right. She was chewing on a burger and there's not a bite out of it.
Yeah, there's not a bite out of the burger. It's completely straight.
That's too funny.
It's completely straight across.
But Dave, you'll be so pissed off. She has her own plane now.
Oh, F her!
Her own. And it's not really nice.
Let's look at her plane.
She's just been over $1 billion.
I want to see her plane. Can we see her plane?
She's just been a whore.
She just
I told you.
Whatever. Yeah, this meat's so good. Let me go on my plane now.
Yeah.
Dave's going to start thinking about putting an anal tape out on the internet.
Nice. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, come on, whatever it takes. Kim Kardashian debuts new Air Kim private plane.
It's worth a lot of money.
Oh my God.
It's so nice.
This is what I need Dave to see today.
I thought of you, Dave, when I saw the whole thing because I know
all you have to be is a skank and then you'll live your best life.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's so big.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the toilet. Nice
is that the toilet?
Yes, it's like a plush top on it. After.
Real soft fabrics and it's really nice.
Yeah, it's custom. The whole thing is custom.
Air Kim.
Man, it helps to be a billionaire, huh? Yeah. Like, if you have a billion of money.
Yeah. you need the billion.
Yeah, man. That billion is a lot.
That'd be, I told you, if I won the lottery, that'd be my big
number
purchase.
One purchase.
Plane, just to fly wherever you want without any. The trouble you have traveling these days is horrible. So, yeah, good for her. Big ass anal bitch.
You know, they have all these plane apps now where there's these guys like on TikTok that are just following planes around. They'll like let you know, like say when the Ukraine stuff started, they were like, oh, there's all these different planes that are flying around. That's weird. This is weird. What's this U.S. plane flying? It'd be hilarious to just track Kim Kardashian's jet. It would just make Dave so mad to find out where this jet is going to. Oh, Turks and Caicos.
Oh, it's going back to Italy.
Oh, it's in Italy.
No, she's in Bora Bora.
Oh, just landed.
Good for her.
Oh.
Good for her.
Oh man.
No,
I'm going to set up the Dave and Chuck account to automatically repost that.
Someone called it Air Skank 1. For sure.
But
just,
nice.
I can't believe how bad that commercial was for that Beyond Meat.
Oh, that's
so much
it's
in the really mission bad. Of Beyond Meat that I've stepped in to help with her. My greatest asset.
Least
my
can taste. Even imagine.
I've never
this
seen a commercial with food where they don't show the people biting into the
but
food.
It's also better for you.
Like she doesn't bite into anything.
Nothing. No.
It's a simple change that makes a really big difference.
So good.
So good.
So good. I mean, what do you think? She has a piece of gum in her mouth?
Yeah. Lettuce.
Mmm. So good.
So good, you guys.
What do you think took the bite out of the chicken nugget?
Her handler.
Yeah, exactly.
Her PR person.
I mean, she will eat, but, you know, I've seen her eat before.
It doesn't look like she
camera,
eats much.
But, well, yeah, no. Not on this commercial, though, where she should be eating.
She's, like, standing there like a fembot at the beginning of it. It's so weird.
I know, it's so odd.
It doesn't make me want to go get Beyond Meat.
No, not at all.
None you know what's real good? Meat.
Just meat.
Just meat.
I'm Chuck Freak for meat.
You'd
Hi, I'm
it.
Chuck the Freak. I'm not being paid for this. I love meat.
Love meat. Eat meat.
Let me take a big bite.
Yeah, like, it's all dripping down. Like, I eat it like a big rib. I eat like a rib. Got it all over my fingers.
Meat is good.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A story of a 4-year-old lost alone for 2 days outdoors. Wait till you see this little guy in a minute. Rescuers found a hungry, thirsty, cold.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Old little boy, after he had gone missing in the woods near his home in Montana.
Oh, God, that's a bad place to go missing.
2 days alone at 4 years old.
I just hope he was being raised as a cowboy or something like that. And he was like, no big whoop.
He's got this.
You know what I mean? Like he already chews tobacco, maybe?
That'd be something to see.
Yeah, you know, like I just, that's what I'm hoping.
Riker Webb is his name, this little guy. He's 4. He was in pretty good shape after his harrowing adventure in far northwest Montana. The boy was reported missing in the early afternoon near mile marker 18 of State Highway 56. The sheriff's office said search efforts using helicopters and drones were hampered, though, because of poor weather conditions, rain, low visibility.
God, he's in the rain.
Finally, over 48 hours later, they found this little guy.
In the backseat?
No. He had been out alone.
for two full days in a onesie.
Wow.
That's not the best survival gear.
2.4 miles away from where he went missing.
He walked 2.4 miles?
Yes. Through the woods. The little boy was in pretty good spirits. He was just hungry, thirsty, and cold. The temperature had fallen into the low 40s while he was missing.
How was he alive, dude?
With a quarter inch of rain hitting the ground. You guys, when you see him, though, he looks like he's been through some stuff.
Oh, well, yes.
He looks like he's seen some stuff.
And he might have.
Here's the little guy.
Okay.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to be the same, is he? He's not going to be the same.
We need a before and after.
Yeah, before he just looked normal, like a normal boy.
It's like 2 days. 2 days will change you. Yep.
Now he looks like a Vietnam vet who just got home. That's what he looks like.
I gotta tell you, I was pretty cold. It's like, honestly, the only thing that kept me going was the feet on my pajamas.
Thank God he had those.
Thank God he had them.
Thank God he had those.
His little onesie feet. So his toes were all covered.
I do think a onesie is a better piece of clothing to be in than just normal stuff,
sure,
because it traps all the heat in.
Yeah, no exposed skin except your little hands and head, right?
Yep. I mean, his head was exposed and it's never going to be the same, but
it doesn't look like it.
This is horrible.
Yes.
You know when you see those crazy horror movies when a little kid kills someone?
That's what you think.
You know what I mean? You see, you know what I'm talking about, James?
I know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? When they've got that kind of deranged, they've been through stuff look on their face. Like
right before
it's
the.
It's okay, mommy.
Or the devil or the some kind of demon has taken them, taken
Sit
over.
Sit down, mommy.
Yeah.
Let me grab you your knife, mommy.
Yeah.
That is the look on that little kid's face. He's got a total horror kid look on him.
He's a little baby monster.
It's like, you guys ever watch a bear just rip something apart? It's like, well, I did when I was lost for 2 days.
You guys, they do have a before and after.
Oh, you do? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Come on.
No.
Like, come on.
The picture that they put out when they were looking for him and then.
Oh, my God. That poor child has changed.
No, hold on.
Oh, my God.
We're laughing.
What?
It's so awful.
Oh, yeah.
He has changed
so much. No.
I hope.
Looks like two different kids.
Is that an older pig? I mean,
it's an area inhabited by mountain lions and bears.
Oh, of course. Yeah, no, I knew. I mean, honestly.
How long was he missing?
48 hours. Over 48 hours.
Yeah, he's way different.
He saw some stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
It changed.
When was that picture taken? The one on the left?
I don't know.
That was the day he went missing.
No. 3-year-old.
They say three. My story says four.
Oh, they say four down below.
Okay.
What's he saying?
Look at his face.
He doesn't even smile the same. He doesn't smile the same.
His eyes don't work the same.
His nose changed. Looks like he got punched in the nose.
It almost has like the face of like horrible. A 90-year-old man.
Like an
old man face. Like it aged him that badly, but he still has like that young, youthful skin. So he's not all wrinkly.
I tell you, I saw a lot out there.
Wait, you're 4 years old, little guy?
Yes.
Four.
I'm four. I was four.
You're still four?
Not anymore. Nope. I've lived a life most never have.
You were gone for 2 days.
Can you hand me my sippy cup? Thank you.
Okay. There's bears, there's mountain lions out there, but you didn't come across any of that, did you?
Oh, I sure did.
You did?
I sure did.
What did you see, Riker?
I can't talk about it.
Lil Riker.
Can you hand me that newspaper?
You're reading already.
I'd like to read the comics in there.
Oh, man.
Calvin and Hobbes?
Can we get you some treats? Would you like some cereal or something? Or
do you have any oatmeal?
Oatmeal? Oh, that's not normally what a four-year-old would want.
Mm. Oatmeal. That's all I can handle. Right now.
Okay, we'll see if we can find you anything else you'd like as a little snack.
Maybe some cereal. Do you have any grape nuts?
Grape nuts? No, not on hand.
What about a half a slice of grapefruit?
Were you always into this stuff?
No, I wasn't.
A few days ago.
I used to like Pop-Tarts and fruit snacks. The occasional granola bar.
Yeah, I got that weird kid's prune juice he asked for. He used to want that prune juice.
Yeah, please. I'm parched. I need that prune juice.
Enjoy. Don't drink too much. You might crack yourself.
Used to like Kool-Aid. Chocolate milk.
I can't believe the before and after.
The before and after. I'm just kidding. It's a little weird.
If you want to see it, twitter.com/DaveandChuck.
Hey! It's like, I've lost a little faith in you guys. It's my parents. I got to tell you. That was pretty crazy.
I am interested to know how did he go missing? Did he just wander out of a car? Was he at a campsite? You know, like they listed him as like
he was reported missing
at a highway
2 miles from his home in the small town of Troy in northwestern Montana. Authorities initially reported he was 4. He is actually 3.
Okay.
So he's 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
The redheaded toddler was discovered by a family that was checking on their cabin. They heard a little boy's voice from a shed out back where they keep
it. Anyone?
Do you hear something?
Help me, I'm 3.
Oh my goodness, there must be an old man.
Somewhere.
There's an old man in our shed.
This little...
It's a 3-year-old.
Hi. Hello.
Oh my God, you sound like an elderly man.
Yes, I do.
Everything went wrong. He was very, very scared. There was horrible thunderstorms and lightning storms.
Oh my gosh.
Temperatures dipped into the 40s. There were mountain lions and bears there.
Look at that. A bear.
He's like, where are you going, man? He's like, going to chop wood. He's like, you got to make a fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He chops wood.
He said he went for a long walk by himself, and then he got tired.
You just can't take a long walk by yourself.
At 3. Oh, I'm glad they found him. And I'm just laughing because the picture is so crazy.
The picture is wild.
You need to tweet out this picture.
I did. Twitter.com/DaveandChuck. They say he had that wide-eyed, scared look until he finally got back with his mom and dad.
So he had the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah, he was wide-eyed. That is incredible.
The kid's got a future of mental illness drugs.
Yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's therapy right away.
Honestly, his eyes are so wide they don't make sense. Like, it doesn't make sense that the bottom of your eye could get that wide to me. And, I mean, his toes coming out of his foot.
While he's blocked for days and days.
I took a long walk by myself. I'm very interested in bugs and insects. Until I had to eat them.
That's an insane story. That poor little guy, that poor little kid. Someone said, I just looked at that before and after picture you tweeted out. That's the craziest I've ever seen in my life.
I know. Yeah, he's a different child. I hope he goes back.
2 days in the woods changed him.
I hope he goes back to that.
I hope so,
you know,
too.
But I don't know if he ever will. I don't think he ever will, right? Like, the thing about this is, you won't really know what this has done to him until he's 20. This is going to affect him his whole entire life, and it's
unfortunate.
You can't. There's no way around
it. Keep an eye on your kids. You can't let them go missing for a couple of days. You can't.
No, I just wonder how far he had to walk before it was like you couldn't see him anymore. Like, how many minutes would it have taken for him to disappear?
They're looking into what happened here because it took 2 hours for them to report him missing.
Right.
So they must have been panicking and looking,
asleep,
right?
They were asleep.
Or, yeah, who knows?
Poor little guy. Going for a walkabout.
But you can tell he's a different...
I'm a rambling man all over the world.
He's a different kid.
I remember the night.
Someone said that little guy saw Bigfoot. You could see it in his eyes.
Oh, man, he saw some stuff.
Are you young enough to forget stuff at three? Like,
I don't think he'll ever forget that.
No, like, you might forget, but your subconscious mind will never forget. It's something you went through, and there's no...
At that delicate age of three.
This is, like, the time when you're becoming... Like, I think they say, like, by the time you're five or six, you're the person that you're going to be.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. But, like, by the time you're, like, 6 years old, they're like,
that's him.
That's you. So, you now see who he's going to be. He was that kid. He was on track to be the one on the left. But now he's the one on the right.
Looks like he's doing his best to take the same picture.
He is. They're like, just act happy and normal.
Okay. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Someone said, imagine every thunderstorm from now on.
Oh, I would let him stay. And he won't know. Phobias. He won't know why. And
well, I'm sure he'll know why.
He'll one day open a 2-day retreat for toddlers to turn them from boys to men.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said that's funny.
Yeah, he was basically raised as a Spartan. They basically said, go and try and survive.
That is a crazy story. Thank goodness he's okay, but he does look changed for life.
He's just, he's in little construction jammies.
He's got little bulldozers on his onesie.
You know, like he's just, it's not what he was ready for.
No, not at all.
Look at that happy child on the left.
I know. And then look at that terrified. I've seen stuff.
I even feel like he started to have some male pattern balding.
No, stop it. No,
it almost looks like it. It almost looks like he's,
His nose changed.
I know. He must have fallen and hit it, right? Because it's bloody, it almost looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
And some stuff happened. Poor little guy. In other news this morning, a Houston YouTuber who raps about robbing ATMs out of state, guess what he was just arrested for?
Huh.
Robbing an ATM out of state.
Right.
Here's that story now from Fox 26. Take a listen.
In a now ironic YouTube music video, rapper 213 Jug God can be seen with a gun on his waist.
'Cause we can't let you lose control.
Rapping about robbing banks out of state, praying he makes it home.
Damn, what's taking long?
On Tuesday, the rapper, along with these three others from Houston, were arrested out of state near Nashville, Tennessee, accused of robbing an ATM technician at gunpoint.
Wow.
If you're
going to
rap
well.
About it and then turn around and be about it and you get caught, that's on you. You shouldn't do stupid crap. And you definitely shouldn't violate the law and talk about it.
Police found these stacks of cash with Darius Dugas, Sasandre Dugas, Christopher Alton, and Ladijon Riley, also known as 213 Jug God. The rap name possibly in reference to jugging when burglars follow unsuspecting people home from banks or malls to steal.
They want to glorify the fact that they're criminals. And that saddens me because we have all these kids watching this. And they're glorifying it, and these kids look up to them. It's dumb. These guys are dumb. They deserve to be tossed under the jail just for being dumb.
Online criminal records revealed Darius Dugas and Ladijon Riley were out of jail on felony bonds, both arrested several times before.
Convicted felons doing their music videos with guns. How dumb is that? That right there is enough to get them charged again if they do something like that.
Getting this money, we just praying that we make it home.
The Make It Home music video now gaining views after the arrest.
We just praying that we make it home.
One person commenting, looks like you didn't make it home. These four people from Houston now face federal charges. I'm told the FBI is...
It looks like you didn't make it home.
Oh, my God. That's the best.
Man, my name is boring when you compare it to Ladijon.
Yeah, I know.
I could put Ladijon Hunter.
Yeah, but I feel like...
A ring to it.
I don't know. Doesn't that just mean little mustard?
Maybe.
Like, isn't that all that is?
Ladijon.
I mean, mustard slang for something.
Right.
Know? He's using mustard as a slang term.
Right.
Maybe.
You ever been in a store and something you didn't plan on caught your eye?
Yeah.
Police in Los Angeles are looking for some guy. He walked into a sex store
Yes.
called
Cupid's closet, pulls out a gun, tells the cashier, empty the register.
Wait.
But he didn't leave with any cash.
Oh.
When he pointed the gun at her, she sort of froze in fear and didn't know what to do. And then his attention shifted to something on a nearby shelf.
Wait a second. That's gorgeous over there, whatever that is.
A self-love toy for men made by LoveBots.
Oh, it's a robot.
Then he shows it to the cashier like, well, I'll take this instead.
I'll pay for it.
And walks out. It's actually the LoveBots Beat It Rotating Rhythmic Masturbator. Beat It. Does it sing Michael Jackson tunes?
No, I think it beats it.
Oh, it just beats it up.
Yes, yeah, the beating setting that you set it to.
Yeah.
Slaps it around a little bit.
Here's, I don't believe there's audio here, but this is the video, right? So he points the gun at her. And he says, empty the register.
But
she's kind of frozen. And that's when he notices the Beat It Rhythmic Masturbator on the shelf.
Actually, give me this robot.
I'll take this.
Man, that's a man who masturbates a lot. Look at the other guy just like going about his masturbatory business.
That's what happens, it seems. People just don't care. Do these happen so often now? No one gives a damn.
Or
they just keep shopping.
He just didn't even know. Yeah, he just didn't even know the guy just pulled a gun.
You can see this at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see the video. That toy, by the way, sells for $64 on Amazon. It can't be.
It's not that great.
No, it's not like he's going to take it and sell it and make a bunch of money. It's got to be for his own use.
I feel like... Did they catch this guy, by the way?
They have not.
Oh, they're going to.
This happened a while ago.
Gary V.
Yes.
He's got Gary V eyes.
Yeah, he does.
Just released the security footage, though, today or yesterday, hoping that someone can ID him.
I think one of his eyes going one way. Maybe it's just the camera, but...
Well, I think one eye is locked onto that love toy. He's like, ooh.
Yeah.
What have we here? I'd like to stick it in on this thing.
So he didn't take money from the register.
He just walked away.
He changed his mind and got that.
He said, empty the register. But as she was kind of stunned by everything, he just decided to take this LoveBot Beat It rotating masturbator.
Really scary.
So that thing must just spin.
The bottom part? I feel like one part spins and one part's going to go up and down.
Here it is in action. Oh my goodness.
It's just a rotating gyro of...
It's like putting your wiener in a blender almost.
Right.
Penis death.
Penis hurricane going on in there.
Oh my God. Look at the violence.
Wow. That's too much.
It's like a rinse cycle.
You don't need all that. You'll desensitize your dong in that, bitch.
I won't be in there long.
Wow, a little penis tornado.
Yeah. It's not the one I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be the one that, like, it's like a much larger thing, and it,
with the
it
handles,
pumps up and down.
You
and,
have the handles that
yeah,
go down.
Yeah,
and take,
yeah,
you
yeah.
Like you're jackhammering yourself.
Yeah. That's what I thought he was going to steal.
The reviews, one says great stimulation, 4 stars. One says 1 star, impossible to use, clean, and assemble.
What, you mean Randall Todd Allen's review of it?
Yes, Randall Todd Allen. Being a gay man, I was excited to see something new. I used it, and since there were no instructions, cleaning it was tricky. The silicone entrance pulled from the silicone massager. Granted, I love pleasure, and since this item will no longer be used, I hope I save someone else from a bad experience. Someone else said not enough motor power. Spins nice, but a chore to clean.
Well, I think all those are a chore to clean.
Yeah.
Like, they're
nothing is easy.
You know what's not fun? Cleaning your used sex toy.
Yeah.
Right. It's never an enjoyable experience.
No. This guy in Germany hated it. Ein Fahrheiter's got it.
Yeah, he
hated
it.
I don't know what he means, but he only gave it 1 star.
You can translate it.
Yeah, he threw China under the bus at one point.
Did he?
Yeah, it was something, and then it said China.
Oh, let's see here. You can. I can absolutely not recommend this device. I was happy at first because it actually fits larger dimensions. But the engine is the worst thing I've experienced. The narrow devices from China are much better motorized. No, he actually is.
Oh, he's actually pumping up China. Don't buy these.
I find something like an absolute ripoff.
Yeah.
The guy's very serious about his sex toys.
He is. He likes them fast and powerful.
The narrow devices from China
Maybe this was too wide for him.
Yes, yeah, it's small.
Maybe. He's got a tiny little German wiener.
Yeah.
Well, it seemed like he's got a long. He's got a long and slender one.
That's what you got from that, long and slender?
Yeah, because he said it accommodates for a larger size, so it's probably long, and maybe whatever it's rotating around, he's not girthy enough to fill that hole.
Pencil.
Time now for a hot or not here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Cops in Nashville were called to the Lucky Bastard Saloon to deal with reports of a naked woman in the elevator. In said elevator, 31-year-old.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Olivia Clark was found getting mouthy with officers. Without pants, without underwear.
Hmm.
Police say Clark reeked of alcohol and had no idea what happened to her pants.
Right.
No idea who she was with or where she was staying.
Hmm.
She was hit with a public intoxication charge and given something to cover herself up with. Given those details, is this lady from Nashville, pantsless in an elevator, hot or not?
I'd love to know what they gave her to cover up. Was it a tarp or if it was a little towel?
My guess is it's an emergency blanket.
Yeah.
That would be my guess. I don't think the report mentions it.
No.
And they arrested her?
Yes. Well, she was hit with a public intoxication charge.
Nashville. I mean, it is possible there's a pretty girl in Nashville. 31, heavy drinker.
What's the saloon?
Lucky Bastard Saloon.
Yeah, that's, I think.
Elevator. God.
Yeah. She didn't use the stairs, huh? She was waiting for the elevator. Okay. Yeah, I think I'm picking up.
She was really drunk, though.
Super drunk, super.
Maybe she couldn't handle the stairs.
I'm going to go with she's a little larger. Been drinking for years. Packed on a little bit of booze weight.
How old is she?
31. I'm going to say she's a 4.
A larger 4.
Like not large, but a pudgier 4.
Okay. Andy.
I think that I don't think she's a big lady.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's like skinny, kind of cracked out looking.
Oh, okay.
And your number?
I'm going to say like a 3.
Mm-hmm. Skinny, cracked 3. Pudgy, large 4.
Yeah, and I'm going with maybe a bit better looking. Not much, but.
But bigger.
But a little, you know, boozed out. Like an 80s Ozzy Osbourne.
You can see for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. There she is. She's definitely a larger.
Yeah.
But I'd say probably closer to a 4 than a 3.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. This is pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
She's a little bit
less attractive than I was thinking.
Andy got it right with the 3, but you got it right with the larger.
I think,
okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, all we have is head and barely even shoulders.
That's all you need.
But that's Olivia Clark, who was pantsless in an elevator at the Lucky Bastard Saloon and has no idea why.
No, man, that's tough. That's
you think she was going to pee in there? Like, why?
She's got no pants. Like, man, when you completely lose your pants and underwear.
What happened to them?
My goodness. They never said, like, what her blood alcohol level was.
No. I don't even know if they took it. She wasn't driving anything.
Yeah, right? That's like, right. She just was
pantsless in
intoxicated.
In an elevator at a bar.
And a one-story mentioned she was getting mouthy with the officers.
Yeah. Well, she seems like someone that might snap at you.
She might. one of those chubbier Karens that...
Yeah. Oof.
Could bite your head off. Mm.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Apparently, elite soldiers need some sexy time, too. And don't mind having video proof of it.
Uh-oh.
Reports out of the UK say dozens of soldiers from the 16th Air Assault Brigade were watching as colleagues banged a woman they smuggled onto the base.
My goodness.
In the footage, the naked troops from the 3rd Battalion Parachute Regiment got down and dirty with a redheaded woman. Everything in the video appeared consensual.
Mm-hmm.
But they're now looking as to what orders may have been breached and how this party girl was able to get into the barracks. No word if the soldiers were wearing their little parachutes, but hopefully they were.
Oh,
I believe a woman willing to take all soldiers.
That's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
Maybe carrying a few.
She was definitely bought and paid for. They didn't just find her, I don't think, at the local.
Probably. Yeah.
At the local bar.
She could have been a whore for sure.
Yeah.
She was up to whorish activities.
Not afraid to be on video either, which is...
I wonder if she gives a military discount.
Possibly.
I would hope so, you know.
Or at least a, you know, six-person discount.
Maybe like a Groupon.
a Groupon discount.
Like, yeah, we found this redhead on Groupon.
But some guys... It doesn't sound too badass. I mean, I'm sure it is.
Mm-hmm.
The parachute...
Oh, they're the ultimate in killers.
Are they ultimate?
Oh, my God.
So they parachute and then...
Oh, they're just... Yeah, it's like they go... They drop them behind enemy lines, and then their job is to go backwards the other way. Yeah, no, they're...
Okay. So they're badass.
They're absolutely... It's like the airborne here. It's not... No, it's...
I just feel like...
Killing people. Yeah.
But you are...
No, I'm pretty sure they're pretty good.
I'm sure quite a few of them are...
Which is, and you know, too. I know it's terrible, but to me, anything at any time they could get a call that says, all right, it's time to, like, you know, parachute in somewhere. So I'm not really upset that they snuck a girl on.
I hear you. If they want to have an orgy after dealing with all the stress of being.
Orgy it up.
Yeah. Go ahead. As long as it's consensual,
you for your
do what you want. Let's get them. Let's bring them in, ladies, willing ladies for an orgy.
Orgy it up.
Do what you gotta do.
I'm not mad.
Thanks for your service. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that. Another dude who's in some trouble. This one a little bit different, but man, just judging from the picture, I can't imagine what this guy got up to. He's a big wig at Microsoft.
Okay.
He is their virtual reality chief, Alex Kipman. Or he was. Until he just had to resign from his role at the company.
Oh, that sucks.
Why? He was watching VR porn in front of coworkers.
He's testing the product.
I gotta test this out.
That's smart.
My God.
Look at this dude. Look at him. Come on. Come on. Scott Guthrie is the head of Microsoft's Cloud and Artificial Intelligence Division.
Did they take DNA from Ringo Starr and create
it? Yeah. Puzzling. Like Ringo Starr.
You need a Ringo Starr nerd.
Yeah. He was a Ringo Starr man made in a Petri dish.
The article detailed an incident in which he used a pair of virtual reality goggles to watch a scene in which several young women in skimpy clothing frolicked on a bed for a sexual pillow fight, all while employees were present in the room with him.
Was he legitimately thinking this was like a good idea to test his product and show people? One of the things about VR, and I don't know if it was set up with this, like Stella has a thing where she can play this like VR video game and I can watch what she sees on TV.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I just wonder if that's what they were able to do. Like they were able to see everything that he was seeing like on a big screen.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because at least two workers got so uncomfortable they had to leave, and there were women present. Turns out they looked into this guy a little further.
Yeah.
He had some other things on his record, unwanted touching and other forms of inappropriate conduct in the office that he never faced disciplinary action for, despite complaints.
Wow. I can't believe that you have, like, inappropriate touching on your record. These days, and it's not been, you haven't been dealt with
because you're the head of their VR department.
I know, but look at
Microsoft, and we need help.
I know, hell, I get it, but I feel like there's 100 of those guys in that
nerdy Ringo Starr
in that space. Yeah, in that nerd space.
Can't watch VR porn with other people.
To me, once you show up to work and that's your look, it's like you have to get fired. Like you've gone, it's gone too
instantly
far.
You look like that.
Yeah, like you just showed up to work that day. Like, oh, okay, we got to let you go because it's going down a bad path.
I'm not in the fake urine game, so I know nothing about this, but yeah. In Michigan, legislators want to make it a crime to use fake urine or other means to cheat employer drug screens. Here's a possible scenario. A customer purchases a bottle of fake pee from a gas station.
Okay. Wow.
And they sell them there. They took pictures of some of this stuff in some stores.
Wow. Do you think that's like, do you think fake pee is really just some other guy's pee?
No, it's not. It's like a chemical stuff, but It just passes the test. So they say, here's a dude gets a call. You're hired. But we need you to pass a drug screen, and we're testing for marijuana. Of course, THC may be detected by urine screens for up to a month after the user has used it. It's been legal for any adult in Michigan to buy, grow, transport, or use since 2018. So that's when you go, I'm going to need some fake urine.
Yeah.
It's been sold, actually, fairly legally. There's nothing really they can do about it so far.
Right.
At stores across Metro Detroit and throughout Michigan and other states. But they want to put an end to it now. They're introducing some new bills that would make it a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail and $1,000 fine for anyone to distribute, deliver, sell, possess, or intend to distribute the products. Could be 5 years in prison if you're found with it, if this bill passes.
That's a crazy thing. They're going after those people, like the like system cleaner people.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's crazy. Those things have been around for a long time. There's like drinks you could drink.
Like a tea,
knows,
right?
Yeah, and who knows what it did to you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. But people were just like, I can't lose my job, so I'm drinking this mystery tea.
But this is different. This, they actually, you have to use it as right?
Yeah, so like you have some kind of tube.
Yeah, synthetic urine sold under names like U-Pass or Quick Fix to obscure the intended use, especially in states where masking products are banned. One shop they found close to here sells it for $20. Comes in a easy to conceal bottle that could be strapped to your thigh or stuffed in your underwear. The liquid appears indistinguishable to urine, made of creatine coloring and sometimes chemicals. It mimics the characteristics of urine, which a standard urine screen can't pick up.
Right.
The only way they could do it is by taking the sample's temperature, which is why they sell them now with warming packs to maintain warmth and trick the test.
Yeah, they've been working on that stuff for a long time.
Oh, man, it's a big business, right?
Yeah, they're expensive. I remember, like, I had to pass a drug test, like, a long, 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 long time ago, and I bought a drink, and it was, like, they were expensive. They were, like, $50.
Did it work, though?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
A bunch of people have, of course, tried it, used it. Their favorite is monkey something.
Monkey pee?
Monkey business. Seems so risky. You'd have to really trust.
Well, it's a really crazy thing because the one, like, allegedly the one I drank, it was like you drink it and then when you, like, go to the bathroom in the cup or whatever, you had to, like, pee a little bit first and then get it, like, midstream.
Oh, which like, was don't like get crazy. The first. Don't get
so
the
I was
first.
Like, I was like, there's piss everywhere. I was like, that's it. But, they worked.
But this seems more risky, like having to bring it in.
Well, just because what if it's, you know, Chuck's Monkey Pee brand and it's you don't rip know off. Five.
And if it's a probation thing, I mean, this is for jobs, but probation thing is really scary.
So the loophole is they sell it, they label it as fetish pee.
Yes, that's why
it says adult novelty synthetic urine. Yeah, so that's
you like just squirt it on
golden
jeans.
Showers and stuff.
They put a big label on it. This is for golden showers simulation only.
Right.
Do not use to fake a drug test.
This person said I used it actually, and I passed a drug test. It worked great. It is called Monkey Whiz.
You have to attach it to your waistband on top of a warmer to keep the temperature and smuggle it in, but it worked well for me.
Yeah.
Keep it warm, smuggle
it. It's a crazy thing. They used to have ones where you would, like, break something that was like a heating pad, and then you would set it on it, and then it would, like, heat it up to the proper temperature to cool the test, because they have to be a certain temperature to know that it's really from the human body. And
98 degrees or 97.
But, like, if you're on probation, I think they just watch you.
Oh, yeah.
I think they just, like...
Like, they make sure that's coming out of your wiener, right?
Yeah.
And I think some of them will come with a fake wiener that you can use to try to trick...
Oh, we've seen
the Wizinator.
Wizinator.
Yeah, the Wizinator.
That was one of them. Someone said, if you think the country is short-staffed now, it'll be cut in half if they ban synthetic pee. I haven't used my own pee in years.
Wow, that's something I never thought of. Like, how many people right now are working?
It's that easily available?
I had no idea until now.
I know most smoke shops.
Can I tell you what's going to take off now is the guys that are selling their pee on Craigslist.
That's one market I won't be looking into unless they want to fail their test.
Yeah, that's true. Damn. Man, my pee's worth a fortune right now.
Oh, I'll help you market that pee.
Look, you can
in touch with the right people.
You pass synthetic urine, like they've got their own website.
A million times a day, too.
So do people not use the tea anymore, then?
I'm sure.
I can't remember. It's been so long since I've been in, like, the type of place where you'd buy that stuff.
Right.
But, like, they've, within the last few years, I've seen them on shelves. Like, different.
Oh, my God. During college, a buddy of mine was a scholarship football player, and he had to pass drug tests. He became friends with one of the pre-med students who would inject clean urine into him. Because the coaches did watch him pee into the bottles.
So they would.
So before testing, this guy would get a syringe full of clean urine injected into his bladder so he could pass the test.
Wow, that's extreme.
It's very dangerous.
Very, very dangerous.
I wonder if he went up the tube. So
sounds like he just punctured him.
Like, that's what I would think, but I guess the fastest way is to just string a catheter up.
That's how, I mean, in my mind, that's why I pictured it, like, you get like a syringe, it's not like a real sharp end, you know?
Yeah.
And then long enough to reach through to hit the bladder. And
yeah.
Someone said the monkey dong is what my brother tried to use, but he got caught wearing it. There it is.
That's exactly the one I thought.
It's the monkey dong strap-on urinating device.
Well, that thing's huge compared to mine. Wow, it's $99.
Yeah, but you get the dong, and then you get all sorts of fake urine samples with it.
Yeah.
It comes in six lifelike natural colors that match any skin tone.
I feel like Dave's doing an infomercial.
I know, it does sound like it.
Whoa, it's $100.
Yes, but
look at all the pee it comes with.
It comes with free shipping, and looks like four different urine.
Five different ethnicities.
Yeah.
You can match your skin tone perfectly.
Is anyone's penis that?
I wish.
It seems
incredibly dark.
Yeah, like that to me would be more of an accurate shade for African-American gentlemen.
Yeah.
It comes in white, Latino, tan, brown, and black. What's the difference between Latino and brown?
It's like I'm Dave's picking out wall colors that we want.
He really
Latino
is. He's got, Dave's got
walls,
those.
Honey. You want to go Latino or brown?
I don't know. I got these...
Try
colors.
On.
I got these colors from Home Depot. I'm trying to decide. I think I'll go with the Latino wall and then the
brown
tan.
Trim. Maybe brown. Oh, yeah. Tan.
Yeah. Tan. Tan and Latino. I mean, I love that all of them are colors except for Latino.
Right. Yes. Which is,
you know,
a little, it's in between tan and brown. According to the monkey dong people. Paul is with us here. Hi, Paul. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How you doing?
All right, man. I got a story about the monkey whiz and the fake penis they have.
Yeah. Sure.
So one time I was going for a drug test at a temp service, and the lady was in there, so I pulled the clip out early with the fake Wizinator. It was too early. I pulled it out in my car, and next thing you know, it was leaking all over in the temp service agency, so I lied to her and told her I had really bad stomach pains and I had diarrhea and that I had crapped my pants because it was leaking everywhere.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And did she buy it?
Yeah, she bought it. She said, okay, we'll call back later on and we can reschedule you, no problem.
Oh, make sure you don't get a leaky dung. Right? I mean, you have to run it through a couple of tests first.
You have to make sure it's sealed.
Just fill it with water and make sure it can hold it.
Sounds like such a nerve-wracking experience.
Oh, my God. Strap it on a fake dong filled with fake urine to take a drug test?
Trying to fake a drug test.
Well, I know a lot. I know a couple people that are working in jobs right now. They could be doing better. Like, they could go get a job somewhere else and be doing a little bit better. But those other jobs force you to get tested all the time. So it's like, I'll just stick with what I'm doing. You know, like I think there's a lot of people that are doing that. They don't want to deal with all of this stuff. Like, this to me is just so high stakes.
Yeah.
Matt's with us in Tampa. Matt, what's your comment on this fake urine stuff?
So I've worked in all forms of construction and trades, welding especially, and stuff like that. And pretty much everybody there, even the leads and everybody, they all have fake urine and those warming packs that come with them, just ready to go in case there's a surprise drug test. And every single owner of most of the companies I've worked for, they tell you it's called a drug test for a reason, not because they're testing your urine. If you pass the drug test, that is all they're looking for. If you're stupid enough to fail a drug test, they don't want you working there. But if you're smart enough to pass a drug test, they don't care how you did it, as long as you can do it. And they know that most of the people working for them, the people that know what they're doing, they're not going to find a sober welder or a sober roofer. There's no way. No, they're all on drugs.
Yeah, they're all on drugs.
Yeah, but when they ban this stuff, then what's
it? Yeah, what is going to happen then?
Oh my God. I already know my buddy he actually got me the welding position a few years ago. He was the lead at this company, and he had one with him all the time because there was random drug tests all the time, and they all knew that everybody was smoking weed and stuff like that, but, you know, they have to do it. It was certifications and stuff like that. I know he's rolling over right now.
Oh, man, yeah. Like, this is, I guess what I didn't think was there was as many jobs that were doing drug testing. I just assumed it's not many. Cause I always laughed. I always thought no matter where you are, if you did like a random drug test, you'd find out some crazy stuff about people.
I always thought that they did it like at factories and stuff. They did it for like their own insurance purposes, like,
yes, like auto factories.
I worked at a couple factories, yeah, like, and there was nothing.
Yeah, when I went,
no, there's no.
When I went to several different factories through temp agencies.
Oh, mm-hmm. See, the temp agency might be a thing.
That might be something they sell the places they hire for on.
Yeah,
like, right. We'll drug test them. And
yeah, the auto industry. There'd be no vehicles on the roads.
No, there really wasn't. I know so many people that were like,
smoke weed.
They smoke weed. They're taking oxy. Like it's there's big. There's big problems.
Was hired for a job, this woman said. Before my drug test results came back, I had drank the drink and failed. So a few months later, I had another test and was still smoking. So I had to borrow someone's urine, put it in a condom, and put it in my vagina. Then you just pop it? What do you...
Yeah, I guess you just... Or just take it out when no one's looking. You just take it out and pour it in.
Todd's with us. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Penis,
you use one of these fake dongs and fake urine?
Yeah. So I got on probation for some trouble a little years ago, yada, yada. And I wanted to just have clean piss right off the record, you know, get my sentence reduced and everything.
Yeah.
So I got one of those fake dongs and I started using it. And you're basically stuck with the same person looking at your dick every time you pee.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
like, unfortunately, when I did get clean, because I wanted to be clean for the whole real testing and everything, it was bigger than my own unit. Like, yes. I didn't have the option there.
So you had to continue using the fake dong even when you didn't need it.
I had to continue using it. I was locked in. And then one day out of the blue, the guy's looking at me and he's like, hey, man, this is my last week. I'm getting a new job. You're going to have somebody else looking at your wiener. And I was like, no way. Thank God.
Freedom. Finally, you can pull your real dong out.
Done with the investment.
Wow.
Yes, finally.
All right, Todd. Thanks, man.
Yep. Have a good one.
See ya. So, because the guy, I mean, he'd have to have an incredible wiener memory. I would assume, is he going to remember everyone's dong?
I don't know. What if it was like off color?
Hey, what's that birthmark your dong had last month? You had a little mole right over the head.
I was so self-conscious about it, I had it removed and the head reshaped.
I feel like you could...
healed up quick.
I mean, I don't know how close they get to it, but could you not tell that it's fake?
I would think you could tell. I'm surprised that this works.
I'm shocked by it. I mean, I guess...
from this photo, how fake it looks.
I know, but I guess if I was in charge of watching guys pee...
You wouldn't be right.
I wouldn't be looking. No.
Magnifying glass, giving a squeeze.
Like that.
Yeah, give me a squeeze. Like, you know,
oh,
you're...
God. Let me get my paycheck. I'm going to take a good look at that.
Wes is a corrections officer. Have you seen this kind of thing, Wes?
What, the fake penis?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I was strip searching an inmate, and like I said, they come back from court, and when they come back from court, you have to strip search them. And they had, he pulled down his pants, and he pulled his, it looked like he pulled his wiener off. It looked like it was sticking through his underwear. And he handed it to me, and I'm sitting there with this big black dong in my hand, looking at it, trying to figure what in the world is happening.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, he goes, that's a Wizinator. He goes, it didn't make my color, so I had to color it in with a brown crown.
And oh, like, he colored it himself.
Oh, my. Wow. There's a real artist at work.
Oh, I'm telling you. And so I'm like, I turn around to the lieutenant, and I'm like, what I do with this? And I'm like waving it around. It's like, where did you get that? I'm like, he just pulled it off. Like, it's not his. I mean, like, it came back from court and he just handed it to me. He pulled it out of his pants. So, yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah.
I've never had anybody
hand you their wiener before.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No.
Thanks for calling in, dude.
So, think about it. He even said he was like, it looked like he pulled his wiener off. So, it must look more realistic than. Maybe you the think? Monkey dong is a cheaper, even
is
though it's $100.
Does the Wizinator look better? I know we looked at it once before, but I can't remember what it looks like. It looks like it's exactly the same.
It doesn't look too convincing to me.
Anyone who's seen a penis before should be able to tell that's fake. But they get away. Maybe it's just, you're right. Like, they're not that close to it. Their hands are holding it, peeing. So you only would see a little bit of it anyway. And they just soon they'll have to start touching it. Or I don't know how you determine if it's real.
So look at what the product is called. The product is called the Golden Shower.
Right.
So even they are selling it like it's a fetish.
Yeah, they bill it as the ultimate wet sex simulator.
Yeah.
Just touch and go. So they can't say, hey, use this to pass drug tests.
Exactly. Right?
But they can say, use this for sexual games.
Yeah.
Use it as you like. A few more quick calls here. We're talking about people that have used fake dongs and fake urine to pass drug tests. Jason in Detroit, you had one of these Wizinators.
Yes. Well, I didn't. My buddy did. He called me over to help him move. We're trying to pick up his dresser. And his dad comes in the room and goes, you guys are crazy. That thing's too heavy. Take the drawers out. And as he pulls the top drawer out, here's his Wizinator right on top of his socks. His dad looks at it and looks at both of us, goes, I don't want to know what the hell you guys are doing.
Oh, Dad, it's just to pass my drug test.
That is hilarious.
I'm not gay. I'm a drug addict. I'm not gay. I'm a drug addict.
Seinfeld music plays.
I'm not gay. I'm a drug addict. Jake, you know a guy that wears a Wizinator every day.
Yeah, I work at a refinery, and he wears a suspenders, and he had his wife sew in a pocket, and he has a fake piss cup and a hand warmer. He buys hand warmers by the boxes, like in a pallet.
So just in case spur of the moment drug test comes up, he's ready to roll.
Yep, first thing in the morning, he puts a rubber band around it with a hand warmer, and then at lunchtime, he throws that one away and busts out another one. So it's constantly warm all day.
What a stressful life that guy lives.
I know. I'm just like, man, I'd rather
I miss smoking, but man, it ain't worth doing that every day. He wears this big dick every day.
Yeah. All day. Like that's part of getting ready.
Just part of getting ready.
Have you seen my fake dick? I put it down somewhere.
What's up?
Honey, where is my fake dick?
I threw it away.
No!
No, like that's the thing. Those refineries, you know, it's you can get a job in there. But what's scary to me is they're like, listen, you're working with around a lot of things that could explode. Things are dangerous, so we can't have you impaired in any way. And then you find out like 70% of the people working there have fake dongers and are completely impaired the entire time. It's like, oh man, I don't know if that's good.
Bradley's in Tampa. Hi, Bradley.
Hey.
Go ahead, man.
Balls and penis, man.
Penis.
Oh. Penis.
Penis. yeah, I was speaking about that urine stuff, that fake
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
I'm a commercial driver, and I've used it three or four times, and it works really well, man. Obviously, a little nervous just to make sure it stays warm when it's on you, but there was one time I went to go use it, and it wasn't quite warm enough.
Shoot. Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
And, she made a comment about it being not, like, kind of not warm enough. And I said, oh, I guess I'm kind of cold-hearted. And she just kind of laughed about it. And I walked out, and everything was fine. But, yeah,
I almost feel like she knew. She just didn't care.
She knew.
Yeah.
This guy sent us an email. He said, I used a strap-on fake penis with warming pads from China. Used it 9 times to pass court drug tests, but my mom found it. And I had to tell her me and my girlfriend were into golden showers.
No!
So
no!
She would give it back because I had a court date the next day.
No.
True story.
Ooh.
You know what? We love the golden showers. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mom.
Mom?
Mom, I'm into golden showers.
I have to tell you this. I like it when she pees on me.
Using a fake penis.
Because it's not yours. You've got your own.
You don't need it.
I don't need it.
Oh, my God.
So I think we're learning something.
But to him, that was the better route to go because he needed it for the next day.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.